This is Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. In 1963, the Seattle Cinerama opened to the public, playing The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm.
Hitch a ride and careen across the countryside as The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm sweeps you into an exciting new world of rollicking entertainment.
The widescreen format, filmed using three cameras, was designed to combat the growing threat of television and keep people coming to the theater. Since then, like any good movie plot, the Cinerama has faced its ups and downs. As filming techniques changed and multiplex theaters took off in the late 20th century, Cinerama theaters were left behind. Sales in Seattle dropped so low that by 1997, the theater was in danger of being demolished. Enter billionaire Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. Allen bought Seattle Cinerama Theater, now one of only three Cineramas left on Earth, and renovated it for modern audiences. With gourmet chocolate popcorn and high-tech laser projection, the theater became a draw for major motion picture releases, as well as for screenings of historic prints. And then the pandemic hit. In February of 2020, Paul Allen's estate laid off staff and closed theater doors for the foreseeable future. It was a cliffhanger, a will-they-or-won't-they for the ages. Would the Cinerama ever return? Well, now we have an answer. The Cinerama is entering its third act. On Thursday, the nonprofit film and educational organization Seattle International Film Festival, aka SIFF, announced it had acquired the building and will be bringing movies back to the very, very big screen. KUOW Arts and Culture reporter Mike Davis sat down with SIFF Executive Director Tom Mara on Friday to learn about the acquisition and to ask the question on everybody's mind.
The gourmet popcorn that was at the Cinerama. Can we break the news that the gourmet popcorn will be back? Is that safe?
It is more than safe to say the gourmet chocolate popcorn will be back in safe hands.
Oh, yes. for us Seattleites, you don't understand how much that means.
You know, I got to tell you, I think I do. You know, I'm new at the job, right, still. I started in August, and, you know, the day one is, you know, 9 o'clock, whatever it was, you know, welcome to SIFF, Tom, glad you're here. There's your desk over there, and, you know, the restrooms are down the hall there, and two questions. What are you going to do about Cinerama? And question number two was, are you going to do the chocolate popcorn? I mean, I've heard that question, I mean, more than 100 times in the past couple of months as I've been talking to various people involved in pulling this together. It really was a extraordinary experience last night. You know, I was the lucky one being able to share the news with a packed, you know, paramount to be able to simply put up a slide that showed the building of the Cinerama and with the SIFF logo placed upon it. And there wasn't anything really needed to be said. And the place just roared, and they roared, you know, not only for SIFF, but I think they roared for the city, you know, for the region. They roared because this was a institution, a beloved cinema that was going to remain in their lives. And we're going to be stewarding it as a institution for cinema. And I was mentioning something this morning, you know, I can see how maybe rock stars get intoxicated by huge roaring crowds. I've never experienced that in my life before. And I wish everybody was on stage with me to be able to hear it and feel it. That was a powerful force of energy and sound coming up to the stage. And like I said, it just reflected, I think, people's happiness and joy that this, we call it the Cathedral of Cinema, will be well stewarded.
I'm very glad to hear that. And you know, for people of Seattle, downtown does mean a lot to us. And having the Cinerama be downtown and being that hub where you can go down there, and not just for the big blockbuster movies, but for people who like independent film as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It meant so much. Like, people like being able to go downtown and see movies, and now we're going to be able to do that again. Do you have any details? When can we go back?
Like, I wish I could tell you. I have no idea right now. I wish I could tell you. But I can tell you that, you know, chapter one was the acquisition, you know, and chapter two will be, you know, a lot of fun working with our teams here and also with the community to the gearing up to reawaken her. And we've got kind of a soft target for later in, you know, in the fall sometime, but we don't have a particular date. And if your next question is going to be, what's going to be the first film? I don't know that one either. But I've been getting lots and lots of suggestions. So we've got some fun and difficult decisions to make.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay. So we don't know what the film is. I know you mentioned that it's been on the mind of Sif since you got there in August. How did this acquisition happen? Did they sell it to you? Did they just pass it on to you? Is this something that you have been, you know, putting money in the piggy bank for a long time to be able to do? Like, I mean, it's been quiet since 2020. And as I've started covering film, people will ask me, what's going on with Cinerama? And I never had an answer. So I'm very, very interested to know, how did this actually happen?
Well, I'm not going to be able to give you a satisfying answer. I just have to tell you because it's confidential agreement. But I can tell you it was a pleasure working with Fallon's estate and the enthusiasm they had to ensure it would come into Sif's hands. And that was a pleasurable experience. Everybody involved wanted to make sure this happened, and it came together nicely. And the other thing I should mention is she is in terrific shape. They've been taking great care of her. And I think it's like a near turnkey operation because it's in such great shape. They take great care of it during COVID. It'll just be exciting just to watch people. I'm just going to have a ball just lurking in the lobby, just watching people enjoy being together and being in that special place.
Yes. Now, this is year 49 of Sif.
Yeah.
You made it. How? What's unique about Sif that not only did you make it 49 years, but you've made it from 2020 till now? That says a lot.
You know, it's been a challenge. You know, when COVID hit, the three tent poles of public service we have, which is the year-round cinemas. We have three screens up the Uptown. We have the Egyptian. We have the Sif Film Center at Seattle Center, where our offices are. It's a 100-seat theater there. All of those activities, the year-round, the festival itself, the education program for 9 to 14-year-olds, all those just shut down. They had to be shut down. There was nobody no one was able to come and engage in those activities. And so we went from a full-time staff of about 30. Mike, it went down to 3. That's what Sif experienced. So I'm really tickled to be able to say that Sif is bouncing back. We're up to nearly, you know, 30 full-time staff again. People are coming back into the cinema. I think people are realizing that to experience cinema, there's different ways of doing it. You know, on your phone, that's a favorite way of mine, but the more favorite mode of mine is to go to the cinema, be with people, wait for those lights to go down and for the screen to light up. You can't do that on a phone. When people come to the cinema as an event with other people, you know, and folks, you know, get dinner beforehand, they have drinks afterwards. And so it's a much different experience than watching a similar film on your phone. And that's why we're there, is to get people connected to film and get film to play a larger role in people's lives. And this historic cinema is just going to do a fantastic job of doing that.
I love it. So next year for the 50th, will we be watching movies at the Sif Cinerama? Can we book that?
I think you could book it. I think, if we aren't able to do it, I think people will ask me to leave the state of Washington. we'll be gearing up for an opening, hopefully this fall, and for her to be welcoming film lovers from around the world. People travel from around the world to come to SEF, welcome those folks into this this cathedral of cinema, as I call it. That'll be a good day. That'll be a good day.
That was KUOW Arts and Culture reporter Mike Davis speaking with Tom Mara, executive director of SIFF. Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.